శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం విన భూతలే స్వయమరూపకదానాహం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీకమలకమలం శ్రీగురున్న వైష్ణవం శ్రీరూపం సాగుజాతం సహనరఘునతం వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావద్భూతం వృజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదం సహనరమితా శ్రీవిశ్వఖండితం
These are songs of surrender to Krishna. Spiritual life means to surrender to Krishna. And in these songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us the techniques of surrender to Krishna. So the song I'm going to read today is the first in a series of nine, which are based upon the first nine verses of Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. So he says, Hari hai, O my dear Lord Hari, prapanche pariya agati hoya na dekhi upai ar. He says, I have fallen in this material world. Agati hoya, in this way I become hopeless. Gati means destination. But agati means someone who has no destination, no fixed place, simply going from one place to another. Vagabond. Do you know the word vagabond? It means someone without any fixed residence, no home. Sometimes he may sleep in the railway station, at least in India, that's what they do. Sometimes he may sleep under a bridge, and people will come and say, who are you? Go from here. So this is called a vagrant kind of life. Vagrant means always traveling. Of course, it may be said that sannyasis also do that. Sannyasi is also a beggar. Chidandi bhikkhuk means he has three sticks and he's begging. But the sannyasi, he is always traveling from here to there, but he is fixed at one place. He is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. But in this material world, we're simply traveling from place to place. People like the idea of living very comfortably in a home. They think, I will be very happy, I will get married, I will get an apartment, and I will live very nicely with my wife and children. Home sweet home. In English they say, home sweet home. I don't know if you can translate that. It means my home is very sweet. Madhurya. Madhurya Leela. Home life. It's this perverted reflection of Madhurya Leela. So you see, everyone is very attached to their home life. The birds, they also live in their nest. They're very attached to their nest. Mice, they live in a hole. They're very attached to their hole. But unfortunately, despite their attachment, they cannot stay there. There is the feeling that we should stay, we should be fixed, safe in one place. But unfortunately, cruel death drags us out of our home. And in this way, we are traveling throughout the universe with no fixed place to stay. Just like refugees. Refugees means they cannot stay in their own home country. Because of civil war or some other disturbance, they have to leave their country. And they go to another country where they're not very welcome. And they may be moved on at any time. They have no real rights there. Nor can they make a permanent settlement. Permanent settled home. So everyone in this material world is like a refugee, simply getting kicked from place to place. Therefore we are agati, no fixed destination, hopeless life. Na dekhi upai ar. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I've fallen in this material world, I have no hope, no destination, and na dekhi upai ar, I don't see any way to get out of this. Agatir gati charane sharan. Tomai Karinusha. But Krishna, he is agati agati, he is hope for the hopeless. Actually, Krishna can be attained by someone who has given up hope of trying to be happy in this material world. As long as we're thinking we can be happy in this material world, we cannot get Krishna. When we're completely disgusted with the prospect of material progress, then we can get Krishna. Therefore, Krishna sometimes is very kind to his devotees. Because sometimes someone may be a devotee of Krishna, But at the same time, he's a little bit attached to his material life. So Krishna takes everything away. Just like if you're standing on a carpet and someone pulls the carpet, all of a sudden, boom, you fall over. You were just standing there, you weren't expecting any difficulty. And all of a sudden you're on the floor and everyone is laughing at you with your head cut. Shish means?
Shishka.
Huh? Swelling. So material life is like that, very cruel. You may be thinking, well, everything is very nice, but any second that very niceness can be stopped. Just like Mr. John F. Kennedy, President of the U.S. of A. So he was at the height of his power and popularity. Young man, I think he was the youngest president ever of USA. In his 40s, from very rich, prestigious family, beautiful wife, nice children, good looking. That's how he won the election, they say. All the women voted for him. That's how he won the election. They say that all the women voted for him because he was good looking. And president of the most powerful country in the world. He had just kicked Russia in the face with the Cuba crisis, you know this thing? Anyway, this policy. There was some Cuba crisis in which Russia, they wanted to put I don't know how they reported it here, but according to what they told us, Russia wanted to put nuclear bombs in Cuba, but anyway, he kicked them in the face. So he was going along in the parade, public parade. Thousands of people come to see him. And everyone, oh, the president, now my life is successful. I got darshan of President Kennedy. He's waving at them in the open car, waving. All of a sudden, little boom sound, poof. President Kennedy fell down in his car, shot dead. So big position, and boom, finished in 1 second. So that is material life. Either you're President Kennedy or you're a mosquito. Suddenly, death will come. Mosquito is thinking, I'm sucking this blood very nicely. Nice, fresh, warm blood. All of a sudden, woof, tata de hantara prati. He goes to another body. So, material life is hopeless. You may say, well, it's not so bad. I have my house, I have my car, I have my children, I have my wife. It's not so bad. So you have all those things, it's true. But any second, the carpet is going to be pulled from underneath you. Then you can again have your home, wife, children, maybe dog wife or cat wife. And like this, you get your nice dog wife, and you're thinking everything is very nice. At least as a dog, I don't have to work in the factory. But even if you're very happy as a dog, then again, the carpet will come from underneath. And again, die, and again, go to another body. But sometimes people think that Krishna conscious people, they are crazy. But if you examine everyone who is not a Hare Krishna devotee, he must be crazy. He or she. We don't want to discriminate against women. Either man or woman, if you're not Krishna conscious, you're crazy. And the women are just as crazy as the men. Equal. Equal rights. Because you're going to die and you don't consider. You're foolish. Just like you see children, maybe you've seen at the Black Sea, they make sand castles. And they're thinking, I am the king, I am the king, playing a game. And the sea comes in and washes it all away. So this is material life. We're playing a game. This is my home, this is my child, this is my wife, and time washes everything. So anyone who is a little bit sensible, they should try to make a solution to this problem. A solution to this problem. Always they're trying to make solution to the problems. Now we have a traffic problem, let us find the solution. Pollution problem, what is the solution? Now we have, what's that called? Chechina problem. What is the solution? Kill them all. Of course, they might kill you first. So we're trying to find out what is the solution. But in the meantime, another big problem comes, and that is called death. So why don't we try to make a solution to the death problem? Sometimes people say, no problem. Yet problem. No problem. Great fool. Whoever says that is a very great fool. Not even a slight fool, but a very great fool. Because everyone has got a very big problem. not even one problem, but at least four very big problems. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, darshanam. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are big problems. So Bhaktirao Thakur is giving the solution. What is the essence of life? To take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. There is no other solution. Here Bhaktirao Thakur says, he is suggesting, karma, gyan, fruitive activities and speculative knowledge. These are not the solution. Karma, gyan, kichun nahi mo. But anyway, I don't have any pious activities, nor do I have any spiritual knowledge. Shadana bhajana nai. I don't even have any activities of devotional service. Tumi kripa moi amito kangal ahoituki kripa chai. He says, my dear Krishna, you are simply full of mercy. Amito kangal. I am very fallen, lowly and miserable. Ahoituki kripa chai. I am simply asking for your causeless mercy. So the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most important principle in spiritual life. We are trying in so many ways, but ultimately we have to depend on the mercy of Krishna. That doesn't mean that we get up in the morning and say, God bless me, and then forget God for the rest of the day. But it means that we try to serve Krishna to the best of our ability, and at the same time pray for His mercy. And we shouldn't think that I deserve the mercy. I've been chanting 64 rounds for the last 3 years, therefore Krishna must come and bless me. I am the best book distributor in Nizhny Novgorod, therefore Krishna must be giving me more mercy. I'm the best mridanga player, the best cook. I'm not the best anything, but I'm the most puffed up. Sometimes you find people are very good at doing something and they are puffed up. And sometimes people are not good at doing anything and still they're puffed up. But anyway, being puffed up is not a good qualification for getting Krishna's mercy. One should think oneself very fallen and lowly, serve Krishna to the best of one's ability, and pray for His mercy. Because even if you are a very good devotee, what does that matter to Krishna? Lakshmi sahasrashada sambrahma sevimanam. Krishna's already been served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. So even if we can do something very nicely, then what is that to Krishna? Generally people think, well, if I could get one nice wife, she could look after me very nicely. But Krishna is being served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. So what are we going to do to serve Krishna? Simply, it is His mercy that He is giving us the chance to serve Him. Therefore, we are praying for the causeless mercy of Krishna. Practically, there is nothing we can do to invoke the mercy of Krishna. Only that very sincere attitude of service will please Him. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that he's asking for the causeless mercy of Krishna. So, how will that causeless mercy be manifested? Will it be that he will see lights in the sky? Or that he will dream of Krishna dancing with the gopis? No. The real manifestation will be, first thing we will see, someone is able to control their senses. And, following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this. Baka mano beg, krodha jiva beg, Udar upasta beg. He speaks about the different urges. The urge to speak. Always we like to talk. On and on and on. One thing I've noticed is that even if I cannot understand the language, I'm in some country where I don't understand the language. If we hear the sound of non-devotees talking all nonsense, which is what they talk all the time, then it's simply painful to the ear. You don't even have to understand what they're saying. Just you can hear the lust and greed and envy and anger and foolishness. So we should not talk unnecessarily. That which is in relationship to Krishna we should discuss. Otherwise the urge to speak, something. Let me talk something. There is no sweeter sound than the sound of our own voice. But the speaking of someone who talks about anything but Krishna consciousness, there is an example given in the Bhagavatam. It's like the croaking of frogs. Now, in Bengal, in the rainy season, there's so much rain, and the frogs become very happy. For the frogs, this is like going to the heavenly planets. And at night, the frogs, they have a party. And they're all croaking so loud It sounds like a factory. You can't sleep at all. Hundreds of frogs. All night. So the frog is making a big noise, puffing up his chest, thinking, this is wonderful, being a frog in the rainy season. Perfectly contented. Sitting there very relaxed and going, ah, ah. But their croaking is simply an invitation to the snake. My dear Mr. Snake, here I am, please come and eat me. So we are speaking, talking all nonsense. Oh, did you hear what the lady next door said? Yeah. Oh, no, but I know her son ran away with the girl from the other apartment. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? I never trusted her. I knew she was always bad. And like this, on and on and on and on and on. Simply, on and on and on, talking all nonsense. This is simply writing our contract for an appointment with Yamaraj. So we should be very careful to control the tongue. That means we're not stopped from talking. Just like I also like to talk. So by Prabhupada's grace, I'm allowed to sit on a big seat and talk something about Krishna consciousness. And if I didn't, I'd talk all nonsense and be a frog. So if you like to talk, that's good. Talk about Krishna. Go place to place and speak to people about Krishna. Teach them not to be frogs. Vaka monobig. So the mind is also another urge. We've heard of the mental platform. When we're trying to add up everything in our brain. What should I do? Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. Should I really surrender to Krishna or not? Mental platform. So we have to get off the mental platform and onto the spiritual platform. By applying our mind in the service of Krishna. Instead of thinking all nonsense, think how we can serve Krishna. Take it up seriously. Just like you have one job here to make this city, Nizhny Novgorod, Krishna conscious. So you shouldn't be very satisfied simply having a few devotees here. Of course, you may think, well, we have more devotees than most temples. But you shouldn't be content with that. Why think we have many devotees? What is the population of Nizhny Novgorod? 3 million? About 3 million. So if there's about 100 people here and 3 million outside, we've got the figures round the wrong way. We should have 3 million people coming here and 100 outside. That should be our goal. We have a big stadium here. So we should be having our Bhagavatam class in the stadium with closed circuit TV for those who can't fit inside. Closed circuit TV? This? So, anyway, we should think like that. Try to do something big for Krishna. Go and shoot a rhinoceros. Go shooting the rhinoceros, that example I gave. Prabhupada said we should try to shoot the rhinoceros. That means if you go to shoot a rhinoceros, you can't lose. Because it's very difficult to shoot a rhinoceros. Because their skin is this thick. And if you shoot a bullet, it will bounce back off. So only if you shoot between the eyes can you kill the rhinoceros. But if you go before the rhinoceros with a gun, you can't ask him, just stand there while I aim my gun. He'll come and charge you. So anyway, if you do kill the rhinoceros, people will think, what a wonderful thing you have done. And if you don't succeed, people will say, well, it was impossible anyway. So if we do try to make everyone in Nizhny Novgorod Krishna conscious, what is the harm in trying? And if Ananda Sheshi is 80 years old and only 1.5 million people are Krishna conscious and not 3 million, they'll say, well, he didn't do so bad. He had a good try. So why not try? At least the mind will be absorbed. If you think, what I've got to make another 3 million people Krishna conscious, there's no time for thinking of space out. There's so many things to do. Who are the book distributors? Who's going out for book distribution? Who's going out? So maybe you know, Prabhupada said that we should have a full set of his books in every home in America. So you have to put a full set of books at least in every home in Nizhny Novgorod. And when you put a full set of books in all the houses, you can go back again because they're not all translated and give the ones which are not finished. All the books are not published yet. So even if you put a full set in all the houses, you have to go back to put the ones which are yet to be printed. So you have plenty of work to do. Or Gurukul section. You have to bring up the children how to be first-class devotees of Krishna. So always like this, we should engage our mind how to serve Krishna. This is So much important work. We should think, if anyone dies without having come in contact with Krishna consciousness, that is a great loss. At least we want to see that everyone gets a book, at least one small book, or they get a piece of prasadam, or at least they hear Hare Krishna once in their life, at least that much. So this way we can engage the mind. There's so much work to do. Prabhupada gave us so many programs. Print and distribute as many books in as many languages, and distribute all over the world, and Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. Distribute prasad restaurants, farm communities, Prabhupada wanted, gurukuls, preaching to scientists and academicians, first class deity worship, Gorangera Rotik Shobha Jaga Jana Mana Lobha. The worship will be so nice that everyone will be so much attracted when they come. Making new devotees, training them. So much work to do. So we should engage our mind in these activities. Then we won't space out. Thinking, well, maybe I'll go home and live with my mother. My mother loves me. She cooks soup for me every day. Engage the mind in Krishna. Krodh jiva abeg. Anger and the action of the tongue. Anger means improper anger is very, very harmful for spiritual life. Anger which is a result of frustrated lust, that is very dangerous for spiritual life. Sometimes when you become angry, you lose all sense, all reason. Sometimes people, they become angry and without thinking, they may kill their own child. Because anger destroys our reason. So anger born of frustrated lust is very, very dangerous. However, there is another kind of anger. The kind of anger that Hanuman had when he set fire to Lanka. The anger that, why are these rascals acting against my dear Lord? So anger cannot be fully stopped, because that is one of the manifestations of consciousness. But we should be angry against those who are enemies of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. And jivavi, the pushing of the tongue. We already discussed, the tongue has two functions, to speak and to taste. So, speaking, that we discussed. And tasting, we can discuss that now. The desire to taste so many different foods, that should be engaged in tasting Krishna prasada. That perfection of taste is to enjoy tasting prasada. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam. So we don't say you don't enjoy food, but enjoy prasada. Don't take anything which is not offered to Krishna. And of course, a very advanced devotee is not even interested how to enjoy different tastes. He may be very renounced in the matter of taste. Sometimes advanced devotees, they enjoy to eat prasad, sometimes they're most renounced. This boy should sit with his just like we see Prabhupada, sometimes he would eat less than anyone else, sometimes he would eat more than anyone else. Because enjoying prasadam, that is also part of devotional service. So in the beginning stages we recommend especially, enjoy prasadam. Especially gulab jamuns. That was Prabhupada's formula. If you feel too many problems, just take some gulab jamuns. Because Prabhupada, in the early days of the movement in 1966, Prabhupada was the only senior devotee. And everyone would come to him all the time. Everyone would come to him for every little problem. Just like people sometimes come to me now. Try to translate that. The six urges, the urges of speech, the urges of the mind, Ajavegan, the urges of anger, the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals. A sober person who can tolerate these six urges is fit to be a spiritual master and make disciples all over the world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that it's very difficult to control these urges. So he is praying for Krishna's mercy to help him. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
sure this vibration of the beginning.
Holiness, can you describe the sense of words for surrender to Krishna?
Yes, that is the whole subject of all these songs. That is described in the purport to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, text 66. It's also described in the Nectar of Devotion and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And it's very important for all devotees to know. Anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya varjanam rakshishati vishvaso guptritve varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanye shagavitha sharanagati. Accepting everything which is favorable for devotional service. Rejecting everything unfavorable. Firm faith that Krishna will protect me. Acceptance of Krishna as our only maintainer, surrendering all the activities of our mind, body, and words, and remaining humble. These are the six angas, the six limbs, or the six divisions of surrender. You should study this. Any other question?
Maharaj, what are the qualities one has to acquire if he wants to become a Vaishnava writer?
What are the qualities of to become a Vaishnava writer? You want to?
Какие качества надо обрести для того, чтобы стать Вайшнавским писателем?
He should become a very faithful follower of his spiritual master, because writing means preaching. Preaching means to present the message of the parampara. So if you're not a faithful follower of the parampara, please don't write anything. Otherwise, that will simply cause more disturbance. But if you are faithfully following the parampara and you know what is the message of the parampara, then please write. There's much important work to be done writing for Krishna. Any other question?
У них очень сильная связь с полным учителем. Они, например, смотрят на фотографии, что-то спрашивают, и тут же получают ответ. Вот это действительно есть, не существует такая связь с полным учителем? Или это просто разговор с ним? В чем сильная связь с учителем? В чем это
связь? Your Holiness, I heard from so many Mataji that they have so very big link with their spiritual master. For example, they're looking at his picture and they're asking him something and he asks them.
Sounds like they're devotees of Sai Baba.
Is it actual connection or is it imagination of the...
Connection means you... Connection means you serve. Isn't it? Spiritual master means you're a disciple. Spiritual master means your disciple, servant, your business is to serve. Your duty is to serve. Just I was reading now, Prabhupada is giving a lecture. He's saying, someone said, I had a dream and Krishna instructed me to be a guru. Prabhupada said, this is all nonsense. Another time, Prabhupada said, he met some woman and she said, she had some dream that Krishna was chasing her or something like this. Krishna was chasing after her, something.
Even close.
Something like that. Krishna was pulling her cloth, something like that. I can't remember. So Prabhupada said that she may have had such a dream, but I never had such a dream. I simply followed the order of my scriptures. Any other question?
У нас преданные испытывают материальные затруднения. Ну и греха, и храмы, но мало средств. Это мешает поклонению на алтаре. Почему так? Может быть, мы делаем какие-то ошибки?
So many devotees in the temple, and those who are all holders, they have material difficulties and finances. Why is it so? Maybe they made some mistakes.
Yes, you made some mistakes. You came to this material world. Prapancha, just we're reading here. Prapancha parya agati hoya nadeki upai ar. Just we're reading. Coming to this material world is a mistake. Anyway, if you don't have much money, then you can pray to Krishna more. No, seriously, it's better to have difficulties in life. Sometimes people think I should worship God and then God will solve all my problems. But a manifestation of a devotee who's getting a lot of mercy from Krishna is he gets many, many problems. One manifestation of Krishna's mercy on the devotee is if the devotee has more problems. Because if he has more problems, then he can remember Krishna more easily. Association with devotees, that means together. Well, together we have in the morning Samsara Dhava and Alalita Loka, and after that we have Govinda Mari Purusham, all these prints. So, Prabhupada told us to chant these prayers, so we chant them. Now, individually we can pray to the deities also, and that we can choose, there are so many different prints. Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that we can choose some of the prayers. There are so many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita also, and so many prayers written by our acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we can choose any of these prayers and recite them before Krishna.
Is it really necessary to chant Prasadam of Mata before each round of yoga?
Well, apparently Prabhupada never said to do that. He writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Shadvaita Garadha Ashivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda. This is particularly important in Kirtan. But there's no such instruction that Prabhupada said to do before every round. At least the devotees I've asked who had personal association with Prabhupada all told me that. There's no harm if you do. Sometimes devotees used to propose that we should chant rounds of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, because it said that chanting the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more valuable than chanting the names of Krishna. Sometimes devotees, I thought that, well, we'll chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna and some rounds Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada said no, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told us to chant Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
They go to the
It appears to mean that.
Sorry?
it appears to mean that. It's described that they suffer in that way, and that makes them accustomed. It prepares them for the animal form.
If somebody chants Lord always, oh God, does it mean he received some benefit if he doesn't know about Krishna?
Yes. Prabhupada always used to say that. He always used to say, if you don't like to chant Hare Krishna, you chant any name of God according to your culture and religion. There's another question here.
How the person can control his six orders, does it depend from karma or...
No, nothing to do with karma. Well, both things are there. Here we come again to the great faith or works question, the great philosophical question. In Christianity, that's called the path of faith and the path of works. Some people believe that you should just believe in the faith, you should just have faith in the mercy of God. If you just believe in Jesus, that's enough. He will save you. But others say, no, you have to work, you have to try yourself. And those who say you should just believe in Jesus, they condemn such people. That means you don't have enough faith in Jesus. This same philosophical discussion split the Sri Sampradaya, followers of Ramanujacharya, the followers of the cat and the followers of the monkey. The ones who speak on cat philosophy, they say that the cat picks up the kitten, just takes him by the neck and carries him in the mouth. So the kitten doesn't make any endeavor, simply the cat comes and picks up. So that is like getting the causeless mercy of God. He just comes and picks you up. There are others who give the example of the baby monkey. The baby monkey holds onto the body of the mother by his own effort. The mother looks after him, but he has to hold on by himself. So, our philosophy is, Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is neither cat or kitten.
No,
neither cat nor monkey. So. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave the example that someone has fallen into a well and he's calling out, someone help me, help me. So someone hears him and gets a rope and puts down the rope. And he's standing there holding the rope at the top of the well. So he says, so hold the rope and I'll pull you up. So if the man who's falling in the well holds the rope, then the other man will pull him up and save him. But if he's so lazy that he says, no, I won't hold onto the rope, then what hope has he got? So it's a combination of mercy and one's willingness to accept the mercy. Just like someone may come and give you $1 million. Take it. So he's giving it, but you have to put out your hand to take it. So both things are there.
What does it mean to satisfy spiritual master? Does it mean we should once satisfy him or always?
Well, what do you think? You think that you satisfy him once and then kick him in the face? Chaku dana dilo jai, janme janme prabhu shai. Birth after birth, not one time. Here I'm giving you a plate of chapatis. Now be satisfied forever. Chaku dana dilo jai, janme janme prabhu shai. Birth after birth. All right, so we'll finish there. All right, one more question.
должны быть в таком месте, я смогу получить милость. То есть как он понял, приезжать в этом учителе, ну, старший дед сказал, когда я был в таком месте, я еще поеду, я смогу получить в таком, как он будет.
How to do in such
how to,
situation?
It's a how-to question.
Yeah. When senior devotee gives instruction that you should do this kind of service, but in the same time, our spiritual master comes and we think, okay, I will go to see him, to meet him. Again, the instruction of senior devotee.
Well, the general principle is that we should spiritual masters in our society anyway, they instruct to work under the local temple authorities. That's the general principle. Because, I mean, especially so many spiritual masters have so many disciples and they just want to see that you're engaged in Krishna's service somehow or other. It's impossible for them to spend 3 hours with every devotee talking about all his different ideas. So the general principle is like that. There may be exceptions also. I'm just thinking of one story which Prabhavishnu Swami told me once, that he was on BBT library party in India, traveling selling books to scholars. So he went selling books in Bangladesh, and he found it was a good preaching field. So he thought to ask Prabhupada if he could go there and start to do the develop the preaching. But the head of the BBT library party, Gaga Muni, didn't want him to go to see Prabhupada because he wanted him to remain on the library party. So he was, when Prabhupada came, I think it was in Bombay, he told Prabhupada's servant, don't allow this Prabhavishnu to come and see him. But so Prabhavishnu, he was Brahmacharya at that time. So he spoke to another one of Prabhupada's secretaries who spoke to Prabhupada and said he wanted to go to Bangladesh for preaching. So Prabhupada personally called him in and said, you have made the right decision. So if you have something as important to do as opening preaching in a new country, you could maybe do like that. But if it's, I don't want to wash the pots, I want to clean the floor, don't, better not to bother your spiritual master with petty things. All right, so we'll finish there. For today.
You can...
Spiritual degradation in Western countries is manifested.
Meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. So now we're going to distribute this.
The question is about that if some devotee cannot remain in particular temple because he cannot associate properly with devotees, he has some problem in association with devotees and he makes some offenses. Can he just remove to another temple, or still he will have?
This is a difficult question. Как относиться то же самое, что есть ги?
What about the same question about ги, using ги?
Actually, we should change it every time. What our devotees usually do is, like if they're deep frying in ghee, is they often purify the ghee and use it again.
They purify, you mean they put from a filter or something?
Yeah, filter and not only filtering, I forget the process now. It's
Они очищают каким-то образом дни снова, и вот я сейчас забыл, что это за имя предложено.
But the real standard is that you shouldn't.
Предложено чисто жарить уже, предложено. И, допустим, на следующий день опять жарить, допустим, для божества. Не понятно, это объясню. То есть можно.
The real standard is that you shouldn't reuse it. You should only use it in one offering. But I don't think that. I don't think hardly anyone follows that.
So they can or not?
I think so. Yeah, because that's what they generally do. But then you should anything which from the previous offering should be cleared out, because the thing is that the things you're cooking in it are unoffered. Mm-hmm. The thing with the gulab jamun juice is that the things which are in it are offered. Mm-hmm. Whereas the ghee, you've taken everything out before it was offered.
Mm-hmm. Before it was offered?
See, just like you're cooking puris, yeah. You take them out, mm-hmm. Then you offer them. You don't leave them in the ghee and after they're offered. There's a difference.
Yes.
Okay, so.
So you understood the question. Or can this devotee to remove to another place or anywhere he will still he will have?
You probably have the same problems.
Who?
If you have problem associating, then you'll probably have the same kind of problem in another place. Unless there's something seriously wrong with the temple here, then there's probably something wrong with you. So the best thing, instead of running away and hoping that will solve your problem, is to face the problem. To live with it and try and improve.
Еще вопрос. Вот, например, я слышал такое мнение, что рано или поздно у преданных все равно, то есть если он живет, допустим, в храме занимается преданным служением, то есть рано или поздно у него возникнут такие проблемы, что ему будет сложно, то есть это будто такой период, и ему этот период нужно пережить. Так ли это? Или можно всю жизнь заниматься преданным служением, то есть избегать таких проблем серьезных?
Избегать, в смысле, то есть не решать их?
Ну, будет так служение складываться, что у тебя практически проблем возникать не будет. То есть, проще говоря, если так.
But he heard another opinion that in the life of every devotee there is some period of time when we have some problem and we should like overcome them.
That's what I'm saying.
Or it's such that we always will have some problems and we'll just try to avoid them, not to solve but to avoid.
Well, if you like that opinion, follow it.
Huh?
If you like that opinion, follow it.
Which?
Whatever he likes. I mean, he asked me my opinion. If he doesn't like it, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah. Avoiding the problem is not the solution. If you like to do that, you can.
Ну, если тебе это нравится, так можешь это делать. Но Гуру уже сказал, что нужно оставаться. То есть, первым тебе вопрос уже ответил, но ты то же самое задаешь теперь по-другому.
Еще один вопрос. Должен ли преданный стремиться получить удовлетворение от служения, которым он занимается? Если, допустим, он занимается одним служением, оно его не любит.
What should the devotee is to get some satisfaction from his service which he performs?
Что? И если, то есть, такое служение, допустим, не удовлетворяет, должен ли он менять это служение?
And if his service not satisfies him, should he change it or not?
It's just the same question. It's almost exactly the same question.
Почти одно и то же.
The real thing is to improve. To make a real effort to improve. What makes you think that people are not satisfied? What makes you think that people are not satisfied? You say devotees are not satisfied. Why do you say that? Is it just your imagination or?
From my experience, I can understand that when I am satisfied, then I don't desire anything more.
Тебе просто нравится это дело. He said, I'm just like to do this. That's all.
I don't see why it's answering my question.
Huh?
I don't see how that's an answer to my question. I asked, how does he know that the devotees are dissatisfied?
Я не говорю, что преданные не удовлетворены. But he doesn't say that the devotee is not satisfied.
What does he say? He's not satisfied.
Yeah.
We can only be satisfied by surrendering to Krishna. Nothing else.
And I saw Krishna dancing on the altar. It's all nonsense.
You see who is steadily serving. That is the test. Steady service.
This guy who supposed to enter now, who should write, he was initiated devotees, but suddenly he began to say such kind of things, as you said.
Who? Oh, this guy.
He's yeah. No. Next guy.
He's about to come.
Yeah, and. He doesn't know what to do with him because he speaks such kind of things. And
he's another candidate to Sai Baba.
Yeah, and if he said...
Tell him to go to Sai Baba.
Yeah.
You want to go to hell, go.
Yeah, but he said if they will send him to home, they will put him to in this crazy house.
In most countries they have padyatra.
Mm.
And all the nonsense people, they go and join padyatra. And somehow or other it's good for them because they're always moving. So we can't cause too much disturbance in one place. And they're walking and they're chanting and mm-hmm. It seems to be good for them. You know, sometimes they fight with each other, fight with the public. And, you know, it's like the nutcase of Padiyash. Don't take that and send it to negative.
But what about...
If he's a candidate for the crazy house, he should go to the crazy house. Prabhupada said, the temple is not a place for lazy and crazy people. It's not our job to look after crazy people.
But what about this Indian padyatra? Is not safe?
You can send them if you... No, Indian padyatras. It used to be, but it's pretty good now.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's pretty austere. I mean, it's not so easy to stay in India. Any padyatra anyway is quite austere.
Я боюсь, что его это самое.
No, if the guy's crazy, just send him to crazy house. Why send him to me? What am I going to do?
You didn't see this guest room in this building. They arranged some facilities for receiving guests. And they supposed to invite this person who is in charge of religion. Remember? And maybe tomorrow they can invite him.
Yeah. What time?
Can you?
Yeah, definitely.
About this events in Russia and so on.
То есть ему рассказать и
немножко. Когда предполагалось?
Ну вот утром завтра я буду ему звонить и договариваться с ним.
He will contact him by phone tomorrow.
Okay. Now you have to tell me also what you want to say.
Who?
Well, you know.